Good evening, my family and friends, my sisters and brothers. This is Frenata with Spoken Word, and I'm coming to you this evening with a brief moment of courage and a prayer so that we can ask the Lord for protection in our upcoming week, for protection for our children as they go to school to receive an education. We want to ask the Lord for protection on the highways as we drive to and from our destinations, wherever it is that we have to go. I want to start off by thanking God for allowing me to see another unpromised day. He did not have to do it, but he did, and I am very much appreciative. I want to thank him for being the awesome provider that he is, and just want to say that God is good, and all the time, God is good. He is. If you would just bow your head with me in prayer, and we will go before the Lord at this time. Dear God, I come to you as humbly as I know how. First off, to thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to see another unpromised day, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, and I am very much appreciated. Lord, we come to you and we ask you for protection for us as we go to and from work in the upcoming weekend. Lord, we ask you for protection over our children as they go to and from school, Lord. We ask that you put your loving arms around the school, and just to give those children and those teachers a source of comfort, Lord. Let them know that it is okay and you are there to protect them, Lord. Let them know that you love them, Lord, and everything is going to be all right. Lord, I ask for comfort. I ask that you comfort the hearts of the grieving parents who lost their dear sweet children during the school shooting. Lord, I ask that you wrap your arms around them, Lord, and give them comfort and let them know that it is going to be okay. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but a joy comes in the morning. And Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're doing and all that you're going to do, Lord. I thank you for the answer prayers and the unanswered prayer, Lord. I just thank you for what you are doing in my life, Lord. I thank you for the gift of being able to come to you, Lord, with my needs, and come to you to thank you for the change that you have made in me, Lord. You are awesome, and without you, none of it would have been possible. So, Lord, I come to you before and on behalf of some of my fellow brothers and sisters and family and friends, and I ask all these things in your son's name, Jesus. I pray this. Amen. I hope that this prayer touched someone in a very special way, and I just hope and pray that all is well with everyone. And I just want to remind you that God loves you. So if there is anything that is burdening your heart and is heavy on your heart, take it to Jesus and leave it there. Cast your cares on him, because he does care for you. He has your best interest at heart, and he does have the ability and the authority to fix. So I remind you that Jesus loves you, and so do I. So until next time, my brothers and sisters, my family and friends, you be blessed. You guys have a great evening.
Are you struggling with any hurts, habits, or hang-ups? Do you feel yourself in a situation with no visual way out? Are you to the point where you feel that your best is not enough? Whenever you find yourself in these situations, just imagine Jesus holding your hand and asking you to trust Him to guide you through this difficult journey. Focus on Jesus and draw near to His power, to His wisdom, and to His peace. And always remember, whether you are stuck in a crisis, a bad relationship, hurt, habits, or hang-ups, He will be there to guide you through to the other side. That's something that I wrote in my spoken word recovery journal, and I just wanted to share that with you. I want to start off by thanking God for this unpromised day, and I would just like to thank Him for life, for health, and the strength to go on day by day. I just want to encourage you tonight that if you are finding yourself in these situations, like I said, just remind yourself that God cares and He does have your best interest at heart. Cast your cares on Him. He has the ability to change. He has the ability to provide. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, you be blessed. Are you struggling with any hurts, habits, or hang-ups? Do you feel yourself in a situation with no visual way out? Are you to the point where you feel that your best is not enough? Whenever you find yourself in these situations, just imagine Jesus holding your hand and asking you to trust Him to guide you through this difficult journey. Focus on Jesus and draw near to His power, to His wisdom, and to His peace. And always remember, whether you are stuck in a crisis, a bad relationship, hurt, habits, or hang-ups, He will be there to guide you through to the other side. That's something that I wrote in my spoken word recovery journal, and I just wanted to share that with you. I want to start off by thanking God for this unpromised day, and I would just like to thank Him for life, for health, and the strength to go on day by day. I just want to encourage you tonight that if you are finding yourself in these situations, like I said, just remind yourself that God cares and He does have your best interest at heart. Cast your cares on Him. He has the ability to change. He has the ability to provide. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, you be blessed. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that You will make all things right if I surrender to Your will. so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. This is Spoken Word with Fernanda Smith. I would like to thank each and every one of you who were able to join me today for Serenity Prayer. I also would like to thank everyone who tunes in. I would like to thank you for the ones that called in and shared their story. I would like to thank you all for your support. I would like to leave a spoken word with you today. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling lonely, when you're in that place where you just feel like everything is out of control, it's unmanageable, and you can't handle it anymore, find that special spot that you have in your home. It may be a closet, it may be a corner, wherever it may be, and just connect with God. Let God know how you feel. Tell him what you need. Cast your cares on him, because he does care for you. I just want to share with you that Grace Point Church, Fort Lauderdale, offers a program called Celebrate Recovery. And what that is, it's a 12-step biblical multi-issue program for those who suffer from any type of hurts, habits, or hang-ups. The church is located in Fort Lauderdale, and Celebrate Recovery is every Wednesday at 6:45. I would like anyone who is interested to come. You are more than welcome. Again, I would like to thank those of you who joined me today for a Serenity Prayer. Until next time, you guys be blessed, and remember that God loves you, and so do I. Have a great day.